Japan is announcing a plan to bring back commercial whaling by July 2019. But in 1986, the International Whaling Commission had imposed a moratorium on commercial whaling. Japanese officials say that eating whale meat is part of the country's culture, and Japan has also hunted whales for research purposes for decades. Now Japan will join Iceland and Norway, two countries which have continued to issue licenses for commercial whale hunts. Peter Stoot is an expert on international law and global environmental politics and the Dean of Social Science and Humanities at the University of Ontario Institute of Technology, and he joins me now. Peter, thanks for helping us understand this.
Thanks for having me.
So can you give us a sense of how old this tradition of whale hunting is in Japan and some idea of where it's generally practiced?
Well, there's no doubt that small-scale whaling does go back centuries in Japan. And in fact, there are some indigenous groups in northern Japan that have maintained that tradition and then been interrupted during the era of commercial whaling. So it is an old tradition. What was new, of course, in the last century was the large-scale industrial whaling that Japan embarked upon following World War II in particular.
From the 1940s through the 1960s, whales were the biggest source of meat in Japan, according to the BBC. What was happening during that time?
Well, so it's important to go back maybe another step. The whaling was primarily intended to capture blubber, which was then turned into whale oil, which was very important in the process of industrialization in countries like the United States. After the war, slowly but surely, the attention turned to whale meat as the main commodity. And this was primarily an effort promoted by the United States, incidentally, during the occupation of Japan, in order to provide protein for people that were living, of course, under very trying circumstances in post-war Japan. Eventually, a meat market did develop, but we shouldn't exaggerate its extent either then or today.
And what about the cultural connection to whaling? As we mentioned in the introduction, it wasn't just for the Japanese, but there are other countries that continue to do this, Iceland and Norway.
Yes, there are. And there's no doubt Norway was a pioneer in whaling, especially the shift which took place around the mid-century mark when we started using grenades and other devices to hunt whales. At the same time, I always find it a bit of a misnomer to talk about the cultural linkage to industrial scale commercial whaling, where factory ships would go out and whaling boats would bring back, you know, hundreds of carcasses a day. There's no cultural connection there, really. There might be some pride, but to argue that there's a very strong cultural connection is—it's always a bit dubious, especially I think in the Japanese case.
Well, Japan is also hunting. I mean, there is a break in the IWC's ban that allows for research, if I'm not mistaken. And we understand that Japan has hunted about 16,000 whales since the IWC's ban in 1986 for what they are calling research purposes. What type of research are they doing that requires 16,000 whales?
Yes. Well, very, very quickly, there are two caveats, if you wish, to the convention. One of those is Aboriginal whaling, but the other is so-called scientific whaling. And this refers to a process of lethal scientific research. So you need to kill the animal in order to perform an autopsy. I want to be very straightforward, though, about the scientific whaling of the Japanese whaling fleet. It was clearly never really intended as a scientific enterprise. This was well established by the International Court of Justice in 2014. And I was fortunate enough to watch some of the proceedings in The Hague. By and large, it was a very thinly disguised and openly disdained by the conservation community commercial whaling enterprise. It was smaller scale, of course, than anything Japan had done before the moratorium in the mid-1980s, but it wasn't overlooked.
And Peter, you've said that you're somewhat skeptical of the cultural connections here, but is there an economic interest for Japan and other countries that continue to do whaling? Is this meat or animal valuable in any other way?
You know, there really isn't, in my view. It's better to view it, I think, as a move that's geared towards domestic politics, asserting Japanese cultural sovereignty, rejecting the notion that they see as particularly Western, that eating whales is not okay, but it's okay to eat cows and pigs and chickens. And rather than view it as a potentially profitable commercial enterprise, I think it could actually, as a result of this, paradoxically perhaps, if the marketplace has its way, I think that the subsidies that the Japanese government has been providing for an extensive trip all the way down to the Antarctic to hunt, once that stops, the subsidies might dwindle as well, and this might even endanger the whaling industry in the long run.
So, I was just going to ask you if it's going to endanger the whale population in the long run. We've seen across the world that there have been certain species of animals that have been, essentially extinct because of over-hunting or farming. Are whales part of that category, or could they potentially be?
Well, potentially, clearly, and don't get me wrong, this is not good news to receive regarding Japan's withdrawal and their intention to resume a commercial hunt, because at this point they're not making it clear what extent this hunt will assume. So if in fact they are respectful of the dictates of sustainable whaling, and some people would view that as a contradiction in terms, I'm aware of that. But I don't see any danger really to some of the minke whale populations that they'll probably be targeting primarily. These populations have more or less recovered from the heyday of whaling. If, however, they go after fin whales or sei whales or other more endangered species, then yes, it's a serious issue. At the current stage, I think that the resumption of small-scale commercial whaling doesn't necessarily pose a threat to whaling populations. And keep in mind also that what Japan has promised to do at this stage is to hunt merely within their 200-mile exclusive economic zone. Now, that being said, there are questions about who's going to monitor what the Japanese do, and no doubt that'll be the stuff of future political discussions. Whales face much greater threats. Climate change is really the greatest threat that these whales are facing today. And pollution, climate change of the oceans, we do have an oceans crisis. And as interesting and dramatic as the whaling issue is, we shouldn't take our eyes off that much bigger and more important threat.
Peter Stoot is a researcher on international wildlife conservation and dean at the University of Ontario Institute of Technology. Peter, thanks for being with us.
Okay, thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.